The Cybercrime Wire Weekly Roundup is brought to you by Deloitte Cyber. From A Touch of New Jersey, I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. Here are this week's top cybercrime stories. Canadian fighter jet training company Top Aces is investigating a ransomware attack. In the demand, the Lockbit ransomware group gave Top Aces a deadline of May 15th before it leaks the 44 gigabytes of data it allegedly stole. Omnicell, a provider of medication management and adherence tools for health systems and pharmacies, determined that a ransomware attack had affected some of its services, products, and internal systems, according to an SEC filing. The State Department is offering a $10 million reward for information that may lead to the identification or location of individuals who hold a leadership position in the Conti ransomware group, which has been known to target hospitals in the healthcare industry. Lincoln College, which was founded in 1865, is scheduled to close its doors Friday, becoming the first U.S. institution of higher learning to shut down in part due to a ransomware attack. AGCO is a major U.S. provider of farming equipment, providing tractors and harvesters. The company confirmed that they were hit by a ransomware attack. The attack prevents AGCO from serving its agricultural customers across the globe. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Scott Schober, author of Hacked Again. This weekly roundup of the Cybercrime Wire is brought to you by Deloitte Cyber, a worldwide leader in cybersecurity consulting. To empower your clients with understanding and trust for a cyber-powered future, visit deloitte.com/cyber. For more breaking news, visit cybercrimewire.com.